Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yankees have dropped 4 of their first 5 games to the Red Sox this year, so despite still being 15 over 500, Yankees a couple of series losses to Boston, looking to avoid a sweep tomorrow night. And Susan mentioned it, maybe Boston feeling like this jump-started them, breathe new life into their season. They're up to 500, 36-36, so tomorrow chance for them to get back above 500, and the Red Sox have won 7 of their last 9 games. That's for our Yankees rewind in this 4-3 loss. Top of the first, Trent Grisham. He chopped one to second. Campbell, the second baseman, lost it on the transfer. Grisham hustling. He reached. But Judge, against Hunter Dobbins, struck out on a curve. So a different first inning result than Sunday when Judge clobbered one off Dobbins. And Rice, after that, banged into a 3-3-6 double play. Bottom half, scoreless game. Carlos Rodon, he served up a double down the left field line to the former Yankee, Rob Refsnyder, hit Rodon awfully hard tonight. And Rodon set down the next two. He fanned Devers, full count sinker. He got Romy Gonzalez on a fly ball to right. Two out, Refsnyder off second, and stepping up, last night's hero, another former Yankee, Carlos Narvaez, who also beat Rodon with that 3-run homer on Sunday. Rodon against Narvaez again.
Pitch hit to the left side. Volpe backhands. Jump throw across the diamond. Goldie tries to scoop, misses, goes by him, and a run scores. Wow. Goldie came off the bag to keep the ball in play, but missed it. Now, if he makes the play off the bag, the runner at first is safe, but that runner coming around Refsnyder would have held it third.
Yeah, Volpe, Gold Glover, but if he eats that ball first and third instead, the wild throw, 1-0 Boston. And the Yankees couldn't capitalize on 2-on-1-out in the second, an opportunity. Jazz, an opposite field single. He was in motion on a Volpe full count walk. Two runners out there, but Dominguez fly to deep center. Jazz went to third on the deep fly ball, and Austin Wells just popped to third, ended the inning. Rodon, a nice settle in second inning, 2 quick outs, and he won a 9-pitch battle with Marcelo Meyer. Whiffed him on the sinker, second strikeout for Rodon. Dobbins responded, dominant top of the third on 11 pitches, including his third and fourth strikeouts. Got Grisham and Judge both on off-speed pitches, and Judge for a second time on the night on that same curveball. So 1-0 Red Sox. Rodon, bottom three, full count fastball, walked the 9-hitter. Christian Campbell. Then Refsnyder, his second hit, smoked one through the left side of the infield. 2 on, nobody out. Big moment early. Rafael Devers, first pitch hunting against Rodon.
Good wheels out there in the base path. Here's the first pitch. Swung, oh, right through the box. Oh. But Volpe's there behind second. Feeds the DJ, throws the first double play.
Wow.
Looked like he went right under the arm of Rodon. That thing got on him in a hurry. Thank goodness it didn't get a piece of him, and Volpe was perfectly placed behind the bag and deep.
Yeah, it was scary. Sort of a restabilizer, though, in the moment for our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. That ball nearly took Rodon out, but turned into a smooth double play started by the aforementioned Volpe. Also allowed Rodon to escape the third. Campbell off third, two out. Rodon got Gonzalez to fly to right for a second time. Kept it 1-0 Boston. But top of the fourth, Dobbins followed up the 11-pitch third inning with an 8-pitch fourth inning. 3-4-5 in the Yankee order, a couple of grounders and a fly ball, soft contact. So bottom half, Rodon had to keep it there, but he left a curveball up to Carlos Narvaez, continuing to kill his old team. A booming double to left to start the inning. Then Duran lined to left, one away. Rodon, though, fell behind Story, 2-0. Rallied to 2-2 and doubled up with the slider for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Pitch from Rodon. Up the middle, base hit, past Rodon's glove into center field, scoring easily is Narvaez. Thinking about second is Story. Here's a chance. No. He stutter stepped halfway there, and he didn't see a lot of action coming from center field, so he decided to take the chance. The throw was a little bit offline, and Volpe didn't know he was coming. He turned around and was a little bit stunned to see him there.
And that's a play that Susan was talking to us about. Aaron Boone addressed them on that play because the Dominguez base running error later, maybe a brain cramp, but you immediately acknowledge it. You feel awful. You vow to never do it again. That was very preventable on that throwback to the infield. Story, by the way, with that swing, 11 for his last 28, 9 RBIs, including that 5 RBI game Saturday at the stadium. So the Yankees may have woke him up. And it coincides sort of with the Red Sox waking up here. That's our electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. But Rodon, despite getting hit pretty hard, he was trailing 2-0. He got Rafael on a fly ball to right, Meyer on a ground ball to second. Soft contact there. 4 innings of 2-run ball, 1 earned. Rodon kind of giving the Yankees a chance to win. But the Yankees entering the fifth, since the 5-run second inning on Wednesday, a span of 30 innings and just 3 runs for the Yankee offense. And two of them, Aaron Judge homers, not very good. And Dobbins in cruise control, he worked around a leadoff single off the monster by Volpe. Got fly balls from the bottom of the order, Dominguez, Wells, DJ in that fifth inning. 5 innings of 2-hit ball at that point for Hunter Dobbins. Bottom five, Rodon, he barely hit the 9-hitter. Campbell, again, put the 9-hitter on to start an inning, and that was one where Campbell, and maybe you see a little lean there, barely hit him, but still hit him nonetheless. Ref Snyder followed, drilling one to right, but thankfully right at Judge, who veered left to grab it. Then Rodon blew 96 by Devers. Important second out, but 2-out runs, they can help the Yankees. They've done it a lot this year, this Yankee offense. It can also hurt you when you're looking to prevent runs. 2-out, Campbell off first, and Rodon to Romy Gonzalez.
Next pitch, swung on, hit to the gap in right center field. That's going to get down. That's all kinds of trouble. Campbell can run. He's to second. He's coming to third. He's going to score easily. And Gonzalez in at second. A stand-up RBI double as Campbell scores, standing up 3-0. Boston here in the fifth inning.
That was a shot for Romy Gonzalez. 109 off the bat. And Rodon followed, issued a walk to Narvaez, third time on for Narvaez tonight, following being the hero last night and the big day against Rodon Sunday at the stadium. Narvaez three times on base, and with two on, two out, wicked slider from Rodon, struck out Duran. It stayed 3-0 Red Sox.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
3-0 was feeling like 13-0 with the way Dobbins was going. Even in Fenway Park, where runs come in bunches, Yankee offense these last couple of days, plus the way Dobbins was going, it almost felt insurmountable in that sixth inning. Top of the order in that sixth, Dobbins went to the slider. He struck out Grisham, strikeout number five. Then got some help from his third baseman to end the inning.
So 3-2 to Judge. One out here in the sixth. The pitch. Breaking ball hit down the third baseline. Backhanded by Meyer. Throws across his body. One hopper. And it's dug out nicely by Gonzalez for out number two. Two down. Swings and hits a dribbler third base side. Meyer charges. Again. Throws on the run. Plenty of time. Right on the money. Dobbins is just chewing up the Yankees here tonight.
Yeah, you say that again. Six innings of two-hit ball. Dobbins, since that Judge homer in the first inning on Sunday, after all the headlines were made, of course, the headlines sort of ensued this week with the situation. Maybe he was fed false info from his own father. But Dobbins, since the Judge homer in the first inning on Sunday, 11 innings, four hits, one walk. So 8 of the 11 innings, think about this, 8 of the 11 innings since Sunday and that Judge homer off Dobbins facing the minimum. A couple of double plays in there, 6-1-2-3 innings in there. Dobbins just making easy work of the Yankees. Bottom of the sixth, Rodon out there, but immediately allowed another double to Trevor Story, who teed him up for an RBI double his last at-bat. So that was it for Rodon. Seven hits, five doubles given up by Rodon. A lot of more hard contact outside of that, but a gutty effort. He left down 3-0, considering Rodon himself saying, maybe I was all right. I don't think he really felt he had it. Yerry De Los Santos entered the right-hander. Rafaela, beautiful sacrifice bunt. Story up to third, and Meyer, who shined defensively in the top half, sack fly to left, bottom half, 4-0 Red Sox. Tack on run with some situational baseball. Yankees entered the seventh, three runs in their last 32 innings, trailing 4-0, but Dobbins out of the game, like breathing new life. The righty Luis Guerrero in, and Goldschmidt nearly homered inside the pesky pole and right, but battled after that. He walked on a full count. Then Jazz made it back-to-back full count walks against Guerrero. Two on, nobody out. Yankees an immediate opportunity with Dobbins out of the game. Volpe blooped one right to Story at short, but Jason Dominguez, 0 for his last 10. This wasn't a bloop.
0 for 2 tonight. 0 for 6 is 0 for his last 10, and that ends right there. Goldschmidt getting a wave on it, coming to third, goes in a high gear. He's going to score without a throw. Jazz moves up to second, and an RBI single, Jason Dominguez, and the Yankees are finally on the board. It's 4-1 here in the seventh inning with a couple of men aboard and a tying run at the plate.
Yeah, much needed considering this offensive trend. Yankees have been top offense in baseball all year. Three runs in their last 32 innings. You just don't expect that. At Dominguez swing, got him off the schneid. 4-1 game. Alex Cora then pulled Guerrero for the lefty Justin Wilson, another former Yankee. Austin Wells, a tying run at the plate.
Wilson's first pitch to Wells. Line drive and past the diving Story. Jazz speeding around third. He scores easily, and here come the Yankees. RBI single, Austin Wells. We got a 4-2 ball game.
Both Dominguez and Wells on the first pitch they saw, RBI singles, and Wells making 11 RBIs in his last six games. Still two on, two out, 4-2 ball game, and LeMahieu fanned on the Wilson slider down and in. But a chance for Trent Grisham, that taken out of his hands, though, kind of inexplicably. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game tonight.
Wilson checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. What? And a delayed steal. What was that?
A mistake.
Yeah, Volpe trying to steal third last night led to an out. Now Dominguez makes it out at third, trying to delay steal, and was out.
Well, I'm
not. Oh, brother.
Yeah, we know it's the age-old saying, you can't make the third out at third ever, but especially in the middle of a seventh-inning rally, tying run on base, go-ahead run Grisham at the plate, and Dominguez with great speed. I mean, he scores from second on a base hit anyway. So caught wandering, caught in no man's land, and Aaron Boone confirming to Susan post-game, that was just thinking it was strike three. That was losing track of the count, need to be dialed in that situation. Dominguez felt awful, but a mistake. As you just heard, that's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Due to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So Dominguez ending that seventh inning rally. Drew Grisham never a chance to ultimately finish that at bat, swing the bat with two runners out there. Yankees still down two, and Yerry De Los Santos back out for the seventh. He just whizzed through the top of the Red Sox order. But top eight, Justin Wilson out for a full inning. He did the same with the top of the Yankee order. Bottom eight, De Los Santos completed three shutout for a third time this year. One out walk to Duran, but he got a 6-4-3 double play off the Red Hot Stories bat. So that ended the inning, faced a minimum. Top nine, 4-2 Red Sox, another former Yankee, Greg Weissert. He came on. Paul Goldschmidt greeted him with a high-arcing double, middle of the monster, out in left field. Goldschmidt off second. Yankees got him in with a couple of ground balls. Jazz to second. Volpe to second. That an RBI grounder from Volpe. 4-3 ball game. Then Dominguez looking to make amends for the base-running error just a couple of innings before. He sliced a double to left. So Dominguez a tying run off second. Two out. Yankees from 4-0 down to 4-3. Austin Wells, a go-ahead run at the plate.
4-3 Sox in the ninth. The pitch. Swung on. Driven to center field. It's slicing. It's deep. But Rafael is under it. On the track. Makes the catch. And that's the ball game. Red Sox win it 4-3. He hit it just to the left of the 379 sign, but he got too much air. And that'll do it as the Sox win this series.
And a second consecutive one-run loss. Yankees have dropped four of their first five to the Red Sox this year, looking to avoid a sweep tomorrow afternoon. Yankees Rewind, you can catch the segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. Yankees Rewind, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.